My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. Hey, we're here talking drafts, prospects, the future. A couple times a week, every week, throughout the year. And today we're going to talk a little bit about those Detroit Tigers. Whoa, they're off to a pretty good start. Nobody can complain about that. Their pitching's been great. Their hitting hasn't been good. But there's a lot of things that when it comes down to the development of baseball players that this season's shown. For example, Tarek Skubal, been as good as any pitcher in baseball, over 23 starts, but it didn't come easy for him. All right, look how many years he's been, went through minor leagues, couple struggles, injuries in the major leagues. 27 years old, right in the prime of his prime, he pops like that. He's always had potential, and now the potential has come to fruition even beyond what could have been anticipated. I mean, he's pitching like friggin' Garrett Cole in his prime. So this is something, the left-handed version of it. He's outstanding. Riley Green, people are like, Riley Green got hurt first couple years, was real good in the minors, first round pick, all those things. Played 99, 94 games, and all of a sudden you look up and he's like, well, he's only hitting .233. Yeah, but his wins above replacement, fourth in Major League Baseball as we're doing this. He's got a 1.9 wins above replacement, only behind some big-name players. I mean, obviously, Mookie Betts, who's having a year that I can't even believe somebody's having a year like him. Marte, who's a very good player, and Bobby Witt Jr. He's ahead of Shohei Ohtani. He's ahead of every star you can think of. Mike Trout with hitting double-digit home runs already because it measures his base running, his on-base percentage, which has been up near 400. All those things and some of great fielding plays that he just continues to make. He's taken to the corner outfield like we anticipated he would. So he's emerged as basically a star. And, you know, look at the patience that it took. Now, on the other hand, Parker Meadows, I mean, you got to hit 100, you know. You know, I mean, I've heard of the Mendoza line, but what's the 100 line? You got to hit 100. I mean, obviously he's a great fielder. And he's really fast, but, you know, it'd be nice if you get over that 100 mark and stay there. And then the other one's Colt Keith, who looks like after a while, he's looked okay, was fielding very well. And then all of a sudden, it's like, man, when am I going to get a hit? When am I going to get a home run? And that hasn't gone well. And we've seen the up-and-down nature of it with Spencer Torkelson, who, quite frankly, has been awful, you know, for a lot of the year. Having some issues, just, you know, maybe it's a slow start thing for him. Who knows? But they need Spencer Torkelson to be really good, not like the sixth worst player in baseball, according to wins above replacement. So the bottom line about it is it shows you how fickle development can be. Look at Reese Olson, how good he has been. Look at how good, you know, some of these other guys that nobody thought were going to do that. Look how long it took Jason Foley to become this lights out closer. I mean, he's been in their system for a long time, gone through Tommy John surgery. This isn't football. And I think that's a lesson there is. But yet, when Sal Perez comes up, gets a home run and a couple hits, and he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and people think he's going to be great. And he may be. I mean, he does have a chance to be a pretty good player. And at one point, he was a very highly regarded prospect. It looked like he wasn't going to get strong, but he has gotten strong at 23 or 24. That tells you, you know, how it works. But that's been the interesting part of this season.
Okay, so with Torkelson, that's always going to be my big concern. Just, I mean, where they draft him, what they need him to do, being the first baseman, looking for a power guy. Is this go back to what we initially, I don't know if it was a year, 2 years ago, talked about with him struggling to hit the fastball? Is that still the same deal?
Well, he hit the fastball like crazy last year. And once he started doing that, I mean, popping out home runs at 97-mile-an-hour heaters. And then he started to get some breaking balls, and his bat sped up, and then, the home runs come. You know, most home runs are hit, Evan, on pitches where the hitter gets his bat sped up looking for a fastball or something. And, somebody will throw him a cut fastball or a slider, something along those lines, maybe even a change that hangs up in the zone. Bat speeds up, barrel gets out in front. Boom, man. They don't even feel it in their hands, and they'll hit it 450 feet. That's the way most home runs are hit, but it all starts on the ability to hit a fastball and be quick on that fastball. And with Spencer Torkelson, when he initially came up, he struggled with it. And last year he started to hit it and everything fell into place. And this year he's struggling with the fastball again. So, his fielding's got to be better. He can't be a butcher with the glove. Nobody expects him to win the Gold Glove, but they don't want him to pretend like he won the Gold Glove and is actually using it.
Yeah, that's a weird development that all of a sudden he can't field at first base. It seems like the last few games he seemed to have botched something or other. You mentioned
he's a good player. I think he's going to break out of it, but the sooner the better for the Tigers.
How much longer of a leash does Parker Meadows have?
I don't know. That's interesting to say. Akil Baddoo, see, you got accountability issue, right? Akil Baddoo is every bit as fast as Parker Meadows. I mean, in a race, man, that would be an amazing race between the two. I would take Meadows in the 100-yard dash, maybe Baddoo in the 40, because he's, not as long legs. They're both in the top 10, maybe even 5 percentile of runners in baseball. That's how fast they are. But Meadows is a much better fielder, much better center fielder than Baddoo. But Baddoo's getting better, and all he's done is go down to Toledo and play. And he's starting to play reasonably well. I mean, his OPS has gone up. He's getting some hits. He's learning how to play the game. He's still young. So how long – and they're about the same age, actually. So how long do you, do that? What's better for your team right now? Because they're a contending team. But like I said, man, you've got to get your on-base percentage up. You've got to – and he's hit a couple home runs, Meadows, and he got robbed of another one. But he needs to just produce better offensively. And it's the same with Cole Keith. You know, Wincell Perez can play second base. So if you're gonna put somebody out there because you just want them to develop or you decided to do this, you have to give them time to come through. But there may be a point where then part of the learning curve, you send them back to the minors and then bring them back up. That's common. Now, people would be starting to say he's a bust and all that stuff, but who cares? Right. The reality of it is they don't know their head from their ass about baseball when they say stupid things like that. And if Wincell Perez is playing well, this might be the only period he plays well in his career. You never know with a guy like that. And you've got to get through the season month by month. You know, the contributions of Buddy Kennedy, the contributions of Perez, the contributions of some players that may not be long-term players for the Tigers did help them win some games this year. So you got to do that. I mean, I always say this. What would the Tigers have been in 2006 if Chris Shelton didn't get off to that start? Or Brendan Bosch, or the half season he had. So you got to take advantage of players when they're playing well. And you can't just keep force-feeding guys out there because, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
So Cole Keith is interesting to me, Pat, because he can play the position just fine at second base.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
It's the hitting that is questionable. And I see him turn a lot of balls over to the first baseline. And I don't know if that's him trying to pull it down the line or what, because I know that he can also go opposite field. And AJ Hinch, I don't know if it was a week or two ago that he essentially said he's not going down. He's up here for good. Does that maintain if, let's say, he struggles throughout the month of May as well? Or do you think it's kind of good to do what you just said with Meadows, send him down for a little bit, get right? And
come? My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Come back up.
I have a feeling Cole Keith has better bat to ball pass skills than Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows' swing tends to get a little long and, you know, kind of, I don't know. Keith's got the swing where he can drive the ball the other way. He's got the swing to do it. And he's got prodigious power, believe it or not. But he hasn't stung the ball at all. I mean, he just hasn't stung the ball at all. So you look at that and you say, all right. And by the way, if A.J. Hinch said that, a lot of times that's like, hey, man, in about a month he's going down if he doesn't hit. I mean, he'd be maybe the 1,000th manager in Major League history to say that. And then have it where they have to turn the guy down to the minor leagues.
Right.
So it's a tough decision to make. It really is. It's a, you know, AJ Hinch has a point about that. You got to stick with the guy. You got to go with the worst. But I have a feeling with Keith, it's a matter of hitting a home run. And maybe Parker Meadows, you know, he's hit a little bit better since he hit a couple home runs, and that those guys may pop out of it. And, you know, the one thing about him is they can afford to be a little patient because they're pitching so good. I mean, they lead the major leagues in whip. You know, I mean, fewer base runners allowed by Tiger pitching staff than any other staff in baseball. They're in the top four in ERA. Their pitching is really, really good, and they've got pitching depth in the minor leagues. Bo Brisky's pitching well at Toledo. They can bring up Manning for a start or two. Madden and Jackson Jobe have gotten back on track. Madden's never been off track. He's pitched well. I don't know why they don't move him to Toledo. And they got others like Kreider Montero and some others that are down there. So, but their pitching falters a little bit. They've got some depth to go to in their system. Hitting-wise, you know, it's a matter of time till Jace Young comes up and plays third base for him. So, and they're going to have to make a decision on Perez. You know, somebody like Zach McKinstry or the utility guys, they're not going to get move on from Ibanez because he can hit. But they'll have to make a decision on their utility guys and roster decisions when it comes down to who they're going to bring up or not. But their basic plan, it's to stick with the players they know are going to be good in the future. And there's a high probability that if Parker Meadows hits, and I think he will enough, he'll win a gold glove in his career. And I do believe that there's just a matter of time till Cole Keith hits. But it's hard to watch right now because in a lot of ways he's getting himself out. And you can see the look on his face, man. He can't help that. He's got the look, man, like, wow, man, this is way different than anything I've ever seen in my life. And those pitchers, they don't care. It's like you got a cut above your eye, man, in a boxer. And they're just going to dap at it. They're going to dap at it. They're going to dap at it. And then when he gets you down, then you're in the octagon. And they're going to start punching you in your face until the referee comes around or you tap out. So it's a tough situation for him right now. But he's a good player, and I think he'll ultimately be fine. And the question is, the team is good. The team is in contention. So how much – because obviously they want to build a superior team through their system. And that takes some patience and time. How much do you juxtapose that with, like, hey, you can win the division this year? You know, and nobody's mad at him because they didn't get Matt Chapman. I mean,
right.
Or hey, J.D. Martinez, I don't even know if he's played yet. And the Mets keep winning. You know, and the Tigers aren't bad. You know, Canna has turned out to be a real good signing for them.
He really has.
You know, so – So Shelby Miller, so has Andrew Chafin. So they're in pretty good shape right now. And by the way, Joey Wentz and well, I don't know. This is before a doubleheader that we're doing this. But Fajardo and Wentz have done reasonably well. So the Tigers got their first-round draft picks contributed. When you look, Manning's pitch for him, Fajardo's pitch for him, Casey Mize has really come on. You look at Torkelson, you know, he's started 31 home runs last year, and Riley Green is fourth in Major League Baseball and wins above replacement. So their first-round draft picks down through the years have done pretty well. And by the way, speaking of first-round overall draft picks or first-round draft picks for the Tigers, we did our last podcast, and it went viral, you know, about, like, Max Clark. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about this. He was hitting 115 at the time. Are we on his shoes? Did we make his shoes because we said he was hitting 115 as the he's got the double on one shoulder and the angel on the other telling him in his ear because we were pointing out that he seemed overwhelmed by single A pitching. I love Max Clark, and I'm Evan. Who did I predict the Tigers were going to take in the draft last year?
Max Clark.
Max Clark. Who did the Tigers take when everybody didn't think that? Pretty much Max. Nobody.
Max Clark.
So. And who have I praised wildly?
Max Clark.
Now, I love Max Clark, his potential. And the whole thing about him, you know, I think he's going to be really, really good. But he was being overwhelmed by Class A pitching over like 80 at bats. Last year, he was a whiff machine against that. So, Max Clark, he started to hit a little bit. Good. I'm happy about that.
Take the credit.
You know, yeah, I'll take the credit for him. You don't know that. But when somebody's not doing well and they have to get their maybe, hey, you know what? You're in professional baseball now. Don't pull a stunt where you think you're going to go to second and you don't play it halfway and then you get thrown out at third and some of the stuff. You have to mature.
Yeah.
And obviously he pulled it together with that. And obviously he likes that. That is a good thing that he gets that chip on his shoulder, a good thing. And by the way, McGonagall's back and he can hit. He can rake. So those are good things. But anyway, until next time, don't forget, download us, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. You can find this easily on X, formerly known as Twitter, Pacaputo 98, the 97.1 The Ticket X Twitter site. I don't know what the hell Evan's going to call his from now on, but what is it? What is it again?
Gem Mint Jenkins.
Something about trading cards. Breaking in wax packages or whatever.
That's right.
And, yeah, all that stuff. So check it out. And we appreciate you very much. Till next time, we'll see you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.